going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. John Michaels does mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. You can hear him on ESPN Radio nationally as well. And he is our friend. And John, let me start here. Cam Ward, he goes to the Titans, and we're excited about that. And now they get Xavier Restrepo. I was saying to Crowder and Solana, I think the Dolphins should have taken Xavier Restrepo in the seventh round instead of Quinn Ewers. I mean, you got a guy, you've watched him play at UM. He put up all kinds of records. Why not give a little nod to the local guy?
Doesn't it feel like the Dolphins are much like the Falcons up here? Like, we had a big thing on Friday morning because the Falcons had finally drafted a Georgia player in the first round, which was crazy. First time in the history of the franchise that they drafted somebody out of Georgia. And it feels like the Dolphins are the same way with the Hurricanes. It's like they never take a Miami player. They've taken a couple over the years, like Vernon Carey a few years back. But it seems like every time that there was a Kane sitting there, they'd take somebody from Eastern Kentucky or Western Illinois or something like that. But I agree. I would have loved to see Xavier Restrepo in a Dolphins uniform. He feels like he'd fit perfectly in that Mike McDaniel offense. Quick pass, get out in space and run. I looked at the roster today, though, for the Titans. He's got a real chance to make that roster. Like, they've got Calvin Ridley and Treylon Burks and then a bunch of doo-doo at wide receiver. So hopefully X can go ahead and be up there with his former quarterback and really make an NFL career out of it.
And, John, I know it's not sexy. I know it's not cute. I know they're not selling jerseys, but my thing was getting fat guys. I wanted guys that had eating disorders as kids. D-tackle, O-lineman, D-tackle, another D-tackle.
I had lunch with the ticket wizard today, and he said when Crowder said on Thursday or Friday that he wants guys who get drafted who have glucose monitors.
Yes, I wanted a little patch on the back of their arm.
And gestational diabetes.
I wanted them to be born at 10 pounds. I wanted guys that have been big their whole life. John, do you like the Dolphins draft?
Yes, because they've sucked. Well, they haven't sucked on the D-line, but they had a lot of injuries. I love the big D tackle they took in round number one, and I like the fact that you traded up for a guard. And sorry, my voice is shot. I've had stupid allergies and then coaching like a madman over the weekend, screaming like crazy. Is probably not the best thing to do when you're on radio. But I love the fact that they went and traded up and got a guard as well, which is fantastic. Tua Tagovailoa has had his ass whooped because you have inadequate offensive linemen in front of him time and time again. I don't necessarily condone eating disorders because I'm kind of borderline needing to go back and get some Ozempic myself. But if you get somebody that's 340,
I thought you had dropped a bunch of weight.
Pounds, yeah, I did, and then I gained it back. What do you want me to do?
Well, why else do you lose weight? To gain it back. I mean, that's,
yeah, exactly.
I thought that was the whole purpose of it.
Well, I got to lose weight again because it's about to be summertime. Here's the problem of living in Georgia. One, I gain weight during the winter, and now I'm as pasty as a ghost. And there's nothing anybody wants to see than a 50-year-old fat guy rolling up to the pool on Tuesday afternoon laying out to get a tan. So I got to find some more Ozempic somewhere on the black market, grab me some of that, and drop about 25 pounds.
John, in terms of how the Dolphins approach this, we were talking about this earlier in the show, where Chris Greer and the Dolphins actually traded picks in the third and fourth rounds to move up and then, you know, collect assets for the future. Are you shocked that Greer and even Mike McDaniel aren't approaching this as let's stockpile as much talent as we possibly can for a do or die year, but actually instead take in assets for the future? They're not necessarily operating like a front office and a coach that are in a must-win season.
Yeah, and I had heard, Solana, that the guard that they took in the second round, New England was going to take them the pick after where Miami traded up to go get him. So you can understand maybe you are sacrificing future picks potentially to go get a guy that you think can be a player right now. But I think these GMs and coaches realize that, look, it almost is a one-year-by-one-year deal. And if the Dolphins don't make the playoffs this year, with the amount of money that they have invested on the offensive side of the ball, with the fact that you still have Jalen Ramsey on the roster, I thought for sure he was going to be traded on draft night somewhere. I think these guys realize we've got to do whatever we can to get guys in right now, even if it means mortgage in the future, because we may not be here to have a future pick. And again, it's almost like the Falcons and the Dolphins are on parallel lines. Our GM did the same thing. We traded a second-round pick in next year's first to move up back into the first round to get another defensive end. And we're all looking like, wait a second, why are we mortgaging a first-round pick? But realizing that Terry Fontenot might be on the same path as Chris Greer, if they don't make the playoffs this year, none of those guys may be here.
And, John, we talked about this earlier. I believe, Hawk, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Quinn Ewers in the seventh round, the names aren't what I like because I really don't like Zach Wilson. But Tua, a proven guy as your one,
right,
a developmental veteran as your two in Zach Wilson, and then a young question mark, I would say, in Quinn Ewers. Do you think that pick was good and the quarterback room is how it's supposed to be? That's my take.
Yeah, I think it is. I'd rather have the way that it's sitting now than have Mike White, who was never going to be anything more than a journeyman quarterback. I'd rather have it than them overpay some backup that's just going to sit there and collect dust and not do much. I like the fact that Zach Wilson had talent. Maybe now in his third, is this his third team or his fourth team? I kind of lost count. I know it was Jets and then he was somewhere else. And then he ends up in Miami. Maybe in a more friendly system, he can become a better quarterback. And remember, Quinn Ewers was literally listed as the perfect recruit, a 100 across the board recruit who unfortunately saw his stock drop year by year. Like, he almost should have left a year ago and might have been a second round pick, maybe even a first round pick right there at the end. See it slide all the way to the seventh. But the talent's there with Quinn Ewers. So I like it. He's not going to have to come in with any expectations, go in there, probably be the third quarterback, hold a clipboard, and then if Zach Wilson stinks, you move up to be number two. I think the room works. The room obviously works at best when Tua Tagovailoa is 100% healthy. If he could play for 15 of the 17 games, the Dolphins' offense will be really good, and they'll have a good chance to make a playoff run.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.